We gave wisdom to Luqman so that he may be grateful to Allah. The one who pays thanks does so for his own good, and the one who does deny Allah's favors should know that Allah is certainly free of all wants and certainly worthy of all praise. When Luqman, while advising his son, said to him, "O my son, do not ever commit shirk. Surely committing shirk is the worst iniquity. We have enjoined man concerning his parents. His mother carries him in her womb while suffering weakness upon weakness, and then weans him in 2 years. That's why we commanded him, 'Give thanks to me and to your parents, and keep in mind that to me is your final goal. If they argue with you to commit shirk, of which you have no knowledge, then do not obey them. However, you should still treat them kindly in this world, but follow the way of that individual who has turned to me. After all, to me is your return, then I will inform you about the reality of all that you have done.'" Luqman further said, "O my son, Allah will bring all things to light, be they as small as a grain of mustard seed, be they hidden inside a rock, or high above in the heavens, or deep down in the earth. Allah is well aware of all things to their finest details. O my son, establish salah. Enjoin good and forbid the evil. Endure with patience whatever befalls you. Surely this shows your determination in conducting the affairs. Do not speak to the people with your face turned away with pride, nor walk proudly on earth, for Allah does not love any self-conceited boaster. Be moderate in your pace and lower your voice, for the harshest of voices is the braying of a donkey."